Quantitative Studies. Part 2, Research Methodology. In previous example we used a cross-sectional method to find out the prevalence of disease X in dentists over 30 years old. So, we got a random sample of 180 dentists, and let's say we did a blood test that shows positive or negative for disease X, which estimated the prevalence as 17.6%. The dentist with negative test may become positive later, and we call them at-risk group. So if we follow this risk group for 1 year and discover 9 new dentists with positive tests, we performed a cohort study. And we can estimate the incidence rate as 5.9% per year. In cohort, we can also measure the potential risk factors and their correlation to outcome variable.